I'm Barry Nelson, and say, this is where the weekend action is. Monitor. First, some action, very musical, from Trini Lopez.
Here's a bright, happy song you can sing all day long. Morning, night, afternoon, come on, sing Trini's tune. Trini's tune makes you glad. You forget you were sad. Trini's tune has a way, makes you happy and gay. And you don't have to know the words, 'cause if you think about the birds, you'll realize how great they sing. And don't put a word to anything. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la. That's Trini's tune.
Father your father on Father's Day? No? Well, then don't mother your mother on Mother's Day. Give her Chanel No. 5 spray perfume and spray cologne.
Question. Once Medicare begins, I won't need any kind of hospital plan. Medicare will pay for everything, won't it?
Answer. No. Medicare is a fine thing, but it has its limits. That's why Continental Casualty Company Chicago created New Golden 65. To give you cash when you're hospitalized. Cash to help pay hospital bills Medicare can't cover, and the bills that pile up at home. Starting the first day you're in the hospital, you'll have a tax-free cash income to spend as you see fit.
Can anyone 65 or older join?
Yes, anyone 65 or older can join New Golden 65, regardless of past or present health. No one will be refused. If you're 65 or over, watch your newspaper for the announcement of New Golden 65, or call your insurance agent now. New Golden 65 Hospital Income Plan.
Next, Monitor Comedy Time presents Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Brought to you by Autolite, fine quality products for all cars. You're always right with Autolite.
Adventures of Dick Tracy. A master thief has stolen an atomic pile and the city's electric light generator. The police are in the dark. All but Dick Tracy and Officer Sam Ketchum.
Tracy, are you sure it's Roland Robert?
It follows, Sam. To survive, Roland needs a tremendous power source. Hence the theft of the atomic pile and generator.
But what next?
Quick, stop here.
An auto parts store? Tracy, what?
Follow me, Sam. Okay, Roland Robert, drop those Autolite batteries.
Tracy, how did you know?
Simple, Roland. I knew that after you used up the generator, you'd need a longer-lasting power source. So you'd come after a supply of Autolite car batteries. The batteries with up to 34% more starting power.
And to think I believed them when they said you're always right with Autolite.
Stop crying, Roland. You'll rust before we can get you to trial.
As Dick says, you're always right with Autolite.
Have you ever wondered how baboons are prepared for public appearance? You have. Well, wonder no longer. Just let Nichols and May explain it to you.
What is your name, sir?
Walter Clavoon.
Mr. Clavoon, would you mind telling our listening audience what you do for a living?
Well, I shave baboons for the movies.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
I didn't know they had to shave a baboon for the movie.
Well, they do now, because people think of, strangely, they think of baboons as being a great deal less hairy than they actually are.
Mm.
And when they appear in films, they don't like to spoil the image that people hold of baboons.
Well, I think of baboons with hair.
Yeah, they are. Of course, I don't shave them to the skin, because they would look like people.
I mean, they have hair over their face and on their arms and everything.
Yes, well, actually, I clip them. It's kind of a form clip that I give them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like a poodle cut.
Well, yes, except it's not as artificial. We like to keep the natural look of the baboon.
Mm-hmm. You sound like a barber, then.
Yes, I'm a baboon's barber.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It's very tricky for films, because the hair, the fur, as we call it in the business, has to be the same length for each shot.
Oh, yes, of course, to match shots.
Yeah. Yes, so we have to keep it trimmed to the exactly the same length. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed by a baboon with its full hair grown out.
Really, that long?
Very hairy.
Mm. Are you married, Mr. Clavoon?
Yes.
Yes. Is your wife here today?
No, she's out on location.
Does she do the same work that you do?
Her job consists pretty much of maintaining the baboons once I've done the initial shaving.
And she keeps the clip at the same length.
She trims down the extra hairs that grow here or there.
Mm-hmm.
And she will put the oil. We oil the fur of the baboon.
Oh, really?
Actually, the baboons that you see in films and on television are pretty much a created thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not the look of your natural baboon at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Do you usually have any baboons of your own?
Yes.
How many?
We have three, two boys and a girl.
Oh, that's wonderful. How old are they, may I ask?
Well, the oldest is 5, and the middle one is 3.5, and the young one is just 8 months.
Do you have any children?
No.
May I ask where you live? In the country, I suppose.
No, we have a small apartment here in town.
And there is nothing against keeping baboons in an apartment?
Well, we keep them in a box in the closet.
3 baboons in a box in the closet? An enormous closet?
No, it's just a regular linen closet.
Well, aren't they uncomfortable in a linen closet in a box? I mean, all sort of stuffed together in there?
Tough.
Well, it's better than a baboon orphanage, isn't it? Nichols and May, with or without baboons, are regulars every weekend on Monitor Comedy Time. Meanwhile, stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Win hundreds of dollars on Fortune Phone Monday morning on WNBC, AM and FM, New York. Here's Mr. Jazz himself, Louis Armstrong.
Yes, but don't worry over that dancing. Oh, be bubble da bubble sign. Shaper is the one bill to have when you're having more than one. Shaver, pleasure doesn't fade, even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Yeah, shaver, it's now one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Barry Nelson with Monitor 66. Let's go on stage. Star performances recorded live in leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. Our stars right now, Bob Hope and Jimmy Durante.
Life is tough. We both suffer such abuses.
Girls phoning day and night. I've run out of excuses.
We're not bragging, we're complaining. And don't think this is treason.
We know we're not good looking.
Our proboscises are the reason. Who's got all the charm?
Durante and Hope.
Who's got all the personality?
Hope and Durante.
Who's got all the savoir-faire?
Durante and Hope.
Who's got all the money?
Crosby.
Honest, this is not just a lot of noise.
We wish there was something we could do for other pawns. No wonder fellas in this town walk around with a great big frown.
They're jealous of the boys with the proboscis. They beg for dates with all the chicks, but we have to beat them off with sticks.
No one likes the boys with the proboscis. Our secret is variety. That's what we found.
My nose turns up.
And my nose turns down.
We get an awful problem. Every time we get too close, we lock bumpers.
You'd think this life would make us smile, but it gets boring after a while.
Don't blame us if we sit around and mope.
Now analyze our assets from our profile to our chassis.
I've got so much more than Gregory.
I've got so much more than Lassie.
So if you've got a sweetie and you plan to elope,
beware of the boys of the proboscis.
Jim, my nose has never been any handicap when it comes to girls. Why, in one night I once went out with 5 girls.
So what? In one night I once went out with 10 girls.
Well, on my dresser, I've got pictures of 20 beautiful girls.
On my dresser, I got pictures of 40 beautiful girls.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been proposed to by 50 girls.
But I've been proposed to by 100 girls. Well?
Oh, no, you don't. This time you go first.
So, if you've got a sweetie and you plan to elope, beware of the boys with the proboscis. Yes, sir. Beware of the boys with the proboscis.
Bob Hope and Jimmy Durante, the boys with the proboscises, stars of Monitor on Stage.
Attention, please. Flight 3.
When the New York Airways copters first landed on the Pan Am building, only Astrid and Marty on the ground crew smoked L&M's. Now John Meehan's come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Chorus of Peter Metz. Incidentally, say hello to Mom next Sunday. Don't mother her on Mother's Day, though. Give her Chanel No. 5 spray perfume and spray cologne. Also, why not take her for a drive next Sunday, and while driving, listen to Monitor? Well, naturally. And you can hear us clear across the country on NBC stations. In Laurel, Mississippi, for example, you'll hear us on WAML. I'm Barry Nelson, and I'll be back shortly with more of Monitor 66.
Driving this weekend? Take Monitor with you. on the NBC Radio Network.